people would be very interested in hearing all of them. They were quite good. So again, thank you all. So now, if people standing behind the table could sit down, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to a real meeting here. Okay, Ray, David, Jabari, yeah, sit. We're going to start. It's hard to start while people are standing around talking. Thank you, Rob. Okay. A few quick announcements. People not everyone's in the room, so people who are here from out of town, especially, if you could share this with others who you know have traveled. The folks from Houston here, who have been very helpful in arranging a lot of the logistics, have a sign-up table, a sign-up sheet on a table outside for rides to the airport on Sunday. So that's true for board members and for anybody else who is going to the airport on Sunday. You should sign up as, you know, early as you can, so that they can figure out how to help us get to the airport. And again, we thank them a lot. That's a lot of work. We know it's the kind of service we never provide in New York City. So we greatly appreciate that. Second quick announcement is that tonight, the board meeting will begin at 6:30. To the board members, we really, as we all know, have a tremendous amount of work to do tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So as soon as there is a quorum, which I hope will be at 6:30, the meeting will begin tonight. We really have to get that going on time. After the meeting, as soon as the meeting is over, there will be a reception downstairs on the terrace, I guess in the Imperial Room. I don't know what floor that's on. First? Okay, great. And that's open to everybody. And we encourage you to come if you're from Houston. If you're listening to this on the web, please come by. It'll be this evening around 9 or 9:30. And there'll be some food there, not a full course meal, but some food and a cash bar. And again, we encourage people to come and hang out and meet us and talk with us. Tomorrow evening, there's a public event at MECA, the Multicultural Education and Counseling Through the Arts. Thank you. And that begins at 8 o'clock tomorrow, and there are leaflets around. I think they may be on the table back here behind Teresa and Jabari and Rob over here. That's at 8 o'clock, and we hope people will come. There'll be speakers and entertainment. Amy Goodman will be there. Ray Hill, who's a local performer, singer, songwriter. He's not a singer-songwriter. Other singers and songwriters. He's a theater person and has a long history with the radio station here. So, again, we hope people will participate in that. The other thing I just want to mention is that also on that same table behind Rob and Jabari and Teresa are copies of the packet of all the various proposals. I don't believe the constituency model from the Unity Caucus is not in there because that didn't come in time, as well as a grid that Carol Spooner put together. But the grid doesn't have the revised version out of Los Angeles, out of KPFK. So sorry, but again, that came later. But it's material you can use to, you know, help guide you through the through everything. And the packet is there, too.
Okay. This is an earlier version of our answers than I read.
Okay, well, if you have another...
Okay,
whatever material you can, that'd be great. But that stuff is there, and happily, you're taking it, so we don't have to box it up and carry it home with us. Okay, to the board members in particular, I just want to make sure you all got, because it was dropped on the tables earlier, there were a variety of items that everyone should have. Minutes from our June meeting, and then from 5 conference calls, July 16th, July 22nd, August 23rd, August 30th, and September 1st. There should be a whole packet of minutes. If anybody can't find it, let us know. The chair, the WBAI lab chair report was also not in the packets you were sent previously. That was dropped on the tables. If anybody doesn't have that, Marion, do you have more copies of the BAI lab report?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if anybody needs that, just ask Marion. There was also any of the lab members, I think everybody here got the report from the treasurer. Jabari, do you need it or you have it? The report from the treasurer, your report.
It's in the packet.
No, it came late.
Yes.
No, I have copies, so if you need it.
No, it's in my book.
Okay, you have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that came late, so I've been distributing to the board members. And then finally also there was an item dropped on the table here for everybody called unfinished business. And hopefully everybody has that. Now, in addition to the those are all, I'm mentioning all those because those are not related to the bylaws issues. We also got a number of items passed out from the different stations, but I want to make sure that people got a copy of the yellow piece of paper called Proportional Representation and Pacifica that gives a kind of overview about how that voting system works. Okay, so if anybody doesn't have that, please let me know. I think everyone on the board has it. This is a board people. What's Fernie?
Well, there was in the distribution packet was the revised KPFK signal area unity proposal was distributed to the board, and it is not in this packet.
It went in the board packets.
Yes.
So people should have that also.
I just want everybody who's picking this up to know that this is not the
yes,
current
thank you.
KTFK
she
bylaw
said so
unity
already.
Draft.
Right. Thank you. Also, everybody on the board should have been given, the folks in L.A., Bernie and the other folks in L.A., did a revised version of the grid, which has in it the updated, the newer version of the KPFK proposal that came out of the Unity Conference. So this the 8.5 by 11 grid, which we don't have mass copies of, we only have enough copies for the board, is really the most up-to-date grid that we have. Okay? I know it's a little confusing. There's a lot of paper here, but I think we can get through this. Now, okay, that's it in the way of announcements and, you know, reminding people about paper that they might need. It's now 2:30. We have about 2 hours for this afternoon. I think we need to break it around 4:30 or so. And, again, remind people that we will be beginning again this evening at 6:30. I just want to remind people that this session that we're in now is not a formal part of the actual business meeting of the board. So we're not going to be taking any votes or making binding decisions this afternoon. This afternoon is for discussion to get a sense of where we are and what the critical issues are that we need to zero in on more. We have most of tomorrow afternoon set aside for discussion, again, of the bylaws. What I'd like to do, actually, is to see if we can get some agreement about what we're trying to accomplish this weekend on the bylaws question. Not all the other questions, just on the bylaws question. And just as people were floating back in, you know, just in the last few minutes when Carol sat down, she and I were having a little conversation, Janice also, about what we want to try and get done this weekend. So I wanted to just ask Carol to sort of summarize what we came to, put that out to the board, and see if we all agree that that's what we want to try and get done this weekend.
Well, what I would like, what I hope we can do is identify the non-controversial issues of the bylaws and identify the controversial issues. As to the non-controversial issues, we say, okay, those we all agree will be in the bylaws. The controversial issues, I would hope that we can come out of this weekend with a sense of the board as to what the majority of the board is leaning towards now. That may change later, but if we could get a sense of the board or a majority position as to the controversial issues in the bylaws, I think that would help us move the process forward, because what we could then do would be to take the non-controversial issues and the controversial ones that had a majority view, put them into one document, send it for legal review, and send it to the labs. We could, with that document, begin to move forward. It would give the labs something to respond to say, yes, we're leaning in the same direction as the majority of the board, or no, we're not leaning in the same direction as the majority of the board. We want something different, and we'll tell you what it is. But unless we can put something out that is concrete that people can respond to say this is the majority position of the board, I think that we'll be stalled. And so I'm hoping we can do that. I don't know if others think that's a good way to proceed, but I would really like to come out of this meeting this weekend ready to go for a legal review and to get something concrete out to the labs to respond to.
Carol?
Yeah.
Could you give maybe the board a sense of timeline that you vision what the next steps would be in relation to what I think are the next two board meetings?
Well, if we came out of this meeting with a synthesized document, I'd say it'd take about a week or two to put it into one piece, find a lawyer and get it to the lawyer, and get it to the five labs. I would want the five labs within 1 month to get their regular meeting cycle, whatever. Every lab meets once a month, so if they have to meet more often or whatever, I would like all five of the labs to get back to the board and say, yeah, we like what your majority position is, and we'll go along with that. Let's go forward from there. Or come back and say, that's atrocious. What the hell are you doing to us? We don't like it, and this is what we want. Come back with saying to us what we want so we can focus on where how to bring together the two-thirds majority requirement on this board and the three out of five labs out there and head towards the same direction. I'd like to get that back from the labs within a month after this meeting so that this board can take that feedback and figure out what we'll do with it, whether it is that we'll change our majority view or solidify our majority view, but we have to respond to something. We have to put something out for the labs to respond to, and we need to get something back from them to respond to.
So that at the next board meeting, which is?
December.
Where?
In
Washington, that we would then?
Adopt final bylaws. If we can go back and forth between the labs and the national board through conference call meetings and the lab meetings, if we can get to the point where we're ready to adopt final bylaws in December, I think that would be good.
Have the conference calls that you're alluding to occurred before, where the local board and the bylaw subcommittee would be together on one call?
I didn't envision that would occur. Each one of the five labs needs to sit in its own session and adopt or approve bylaws language. That we don't do it as one body.
Okay.
So each of the five labs.
Okay.
I'd like to get an idea from the lab chair, if possible, who are here, how they see this process. If they see that something that is that can be realized. I believe there are three lab chairs here. Or representative of labs.
Susan is here. Miguel is here. Who else is here?
Mary
and Miguel. Yeah, I said Miguel.
Sam's on his way, I think.
Huh?
Sam is on his way, I believe.
Okay, folks. Can we just hear Susan?
This is Susan DeSilva. This is real short. Yes, I think that can be accomplished.
Okay, Miguel? A simple yes or no, or you don't know yet.
I have one of those.
Come to the mic, though. Yes, folks, wait, before. Folks, one second. Could people not do the crosstalk and pass notes to each other? You know, something like that. Because I don't know about anybody else, but I'm hearing a lot of the stuff. And it's just hard. And these are complicated issues we're trying to deal with. So
I think that could be accomplished, which means that the lab should get together and get an official answer. But I think that, everybody realizes that we need to push this forward and get over with.
Okay. Now, the Texas lab, I don't know, Is there? Vice Chair, do you want to speak to this? Whether or not you think this timeline, time frame makes sense. Do you want to speak to that?
Hello, I'm Marianne Martinez, Vice Chair of Local Advisory Board here in Houston. And, I think that's a reasonable requirement. I think that Carol was saying December.
No, we would want a response from the lab 30 days out from this meeting, more or less. If we give you something concrete that we say this board, a majority of this board supports, we would want to hear back from you whether your lab supports it or doesn't support it, and if you don't support it, what you want.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I think we could probably, I think that's a reasonable request.
Okay. Is there anybody from the LA lab who could speak to this?
Yes, Tom Camarella from the Los Angeles lab. We specifically did pass a resolution asking that this be put off until the next meeting. We believe that because there were so many, first of all, we've got these six or seven major ones, and then all the new revisions that, yes, we do want it studied better. Thank you.
So can you respond within 30 days to a majority position of this board and tell us whether you like it or, if you don't, what you do want?
I think 30 days from having received it.
Yeah, you could do that. Thanks.
Okay. And what lab is missing?
But I'm speaking for myself.
Oh, Washington.
Washington.
Right, right. We understand. We understand that people haven't had a lab meeting in the last 10 minutes. So this is just your best sense of your lab.
I'm Marion Bornstein from the New York lab, WBAI. I think that we will probably need time to, an extended time, to discuss this whole issue. And I think that we probably can move on it, but I think we need more time to put this election procedure together.
Okay, let me just, I think we should move on, folks. I think that unless I hear an objection from anybody on the board, what I want to propose is that what we seek to do, that's no guarantee that we're going to, that 100% guarantee that it's going to happen. But what we seek to do, what we try to do between today and tomorrow, you know, by the end of this meeting, is to identify in the, you know, out of the material we have, identify the points that we have agreement on that are non-controversial, the points that are more controversial, to see if any of them we have majority, even if it's not unanimous, if we have majority, that those points, the non-controversial ones and the controversial ones where there is majority, be put together as a document as quickly, hopefully within a week to 10 days after this weekend, to be sent to two places. One place is each of the five labs, and the other place is a lawyer to begin doing the legal review of it. And our proposal would be that within a set amount of time after that, whether it's 3 weeks or a month, you know, I don't know, we have to figure that out. Within a set amount of time after that, we would ask the labs to have met and reviewed that material and gotten back to the interim board their agreement or disagreement or alternative language about, you know, the document that they've been given. Is there disagreement on the board that that's what we're trying to do this weekend?
I'm assuming that you're saying that it would be sent to the for legal review before it goes to the lab.
No,
simultaneously. And then if a lawyer says you can't do this, we'll send a memo to the labs. You know, but the point is to try and move forward on all fronts at once. All right, let me, Teresa, let me just say right now, and I'll say it again later and as often as I need to, you know, this has been a grueling the several months for all of us. If anybody calls me Madam Chair this weekend, I'm going to go through the ceiling. Right? I just don't like it. So please don't call me Madam Chair. Teresa?
Fearless leader?
Teresa was next. Sorry, but it's just a personal thing.
So aren't we opening ourselves up for having to hire the attorney, have the attorney do twice as much work if we do this simultaneously? We couldn't give it to the attorney for just a brief time before we send it out to the labs. I just hate something to be simultaneous. Start the labs in motion. and then have to go back to the attorney or have the attorney say, nope, what you just sent to the labs is not good, and then have to send it back again. I don't know. Just a thought.
Okay.
If I might note, I think that it's probably good that during the process in which a proposal or a set of proposals is developed and sent out to the labs, to have an attorney available to help us marshal that evolution of the bylaws. It's going to be costly, but it's worth the money. I think that it would be hopefully worth the money, if the lawyer is worth it, to have that monitoring going on. So I don't think we should try to be penny wise and pound foolish.
Okay, folks, I think that let's try not get stuck in a detail like that. We have still not gotten into the substance, right? So can we just move ahead? I have not heard any objection to us seeking to, by the end of this weekend, have some, you know, greater clarity on a proposal that we're putting out there. No, I'm talking about from the board. The work that we have to do as an interim board this weekend, I haven't heard any disagreement from our board members about that. George.
Yes, fearless leader.
That's much better. Thank you.
We're going to, you're suggesting we send out the non-controversial and controversial? Or what sections are you talking about?
The point would be to try to identify today and tomorrow, hopefully fairly quickly, what's non-controversial, which may only be Article 1 for all I know. And even that, there are different wordings. But to try and identify what's non-controversial. On the controversial item, see if we have a majority point of view. Right, something might be controversial, but still has a majority or greater support. Those items would be sent as would be consolidated into a draft bylaws, the non-controversial and the controversial with at least majority support for further feedback from the labs. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, what I thought we should do, and, you know, people can, you know, we can change this if people disagree with it, is spend a few minutes, give anybody on the board here an opportunity for a few minutes if they want to make some general comments about the direction of these bylaws, either in support of one proposal or you think all the proposals are missing something or, you know, some any kind of general comments before we get into looking article by article. But not spend the rest of the day doing that. Maybe spend 20 minutes doing that. Okay? Okay, Jabari.
I would suggest that as a general rule that we should try to make the bylaws as concise and as short as possible. I think many of the proposals are just too detailed. They don't belong in the bylaws. They belong into operational manuals or something like that. Also, I get the feeling that people really don't understand what bylaws are for, and the bylaws should be a fundamental structural document that other stuff can be laid on top of, and I think we can reduce the contention and what you would call contentiousness of certain things if we take the philosophy that we don't have to do everything in the bylaws and that we won't do everything in the bylaws, especially this first cut. But let's do what we feel is minimally necessary without having to try to do everything so that we can get a document done. And it can, in a bylaws are living documents. They can be amended, and I think if we do that, then we don't have to debate the minutia of details, and we can get things done.
Okay. Other general comments. Let me also suggest that we try to, if this is okay with board folks, to limit ourselves to like 2 minutes each. You know, when we're talking. Obviously, people can get an extension, but to really try and maximize everybody's ability to participate. So, other general comments?
Janice. I'll dive in. Earlier today, someone spoke about
time and how we need to be taking our time. And Leslie and I have been talking about this for the last few days, that we aren't here, I don't believe, to set the complete direction for where Pacifica is going. We're like, I think we're a transition team. And we're here to make things right so that whatever you guys decide, whoever you want to lead Pacifica into the future, will have a sound foundation. And I agree with Jabari about how we need to keep it simple so that whoever comes on to really take things over, that they'll have something sound to work with, but they're going to be the ones who have to make a lot of the decisions that people are asking us to make now. Jabari's right. I don't know about bylaws, and it came through, and I have to do a mea culpa to New York, because one reason they don't have anything is I left everything on Ray and didn't take the leadership that really should have been taken there to come up with something firm. And Eve was right what she said today. Vitriol reigned in our meetings, and I think I personally let emotions just take over and my brain stopped working. So, and that's not good. It was really selfish, and it was just on Ray to take everything and do it himself, and I apologize for that. And if we have more meetings back in New York, I probably won't go to those either. You know, when they come up with something, I'm an editor, I'll edit it at home or something. The other thing I wanted to say is I really like we can work to get fair, equitable elections. But we can't completely protect what's going to happen. I don't think anybody's going to be able to completely protect us. And I don't think the bylaws will. But I guess it's something we can work toward. But I think we're really just getting ourselves all worked up into something that can't be, it's impossible. But I really like the idea that I think I heard the constituency model people say, and I heard other people talk about a year-end review kind of thing, mm-hmm. to look at. I think that's really going to, what you're going to have to do, what we'll have to do. And I have a question. I really am a producer in my heart. And one thing that I'm concerned about, and I was even before we won, when the coup was going on, everybody's proposing about these program councils being listener run. And I'm really concerned about that, because from what I gather, me as a listener, I like what I like, and that's what I want on the radio, and that's not the way you program a radio station, by what you prefer. And that's what I think everybody is leaning toward. And I'm really concerned about who's going to be on these program councils if they don't know anything about radio, if they haven't been through a training program, which we are, incidentally, really trying to work to get for Pacifica. But I just really think that's something folks need to think about, because what drew us to Pacifica was not listeners. We liked what we heard on the radio, and there were people who were producers who were saying things that we liked. And I don't want us to kill that. And I'm really, people from New York know I preach this all the time. They don't agree with me, but I believe I'm right.
Thank you. If I could just say a few words too, if I could call myself. I think that one of the problems that we've had in some of this bylaw work is that we've been trying to write a document that will protect us from what happened before and any kind of bad things that we can imagine in the future. And I think that that has been not the best footing to move into this with. That what we really need here are a set of bylaws that come out of our belief in how to structure a more democratic, more accountable, more transparent organization that can work, that can do its work, and do whatever we can to put safeguards into that. But if we're only thinking about what happened in the past, then we're not really thinking about what it is we want. We're just reacting to what some other people did that we didn't like. I think out of that process, some very good ideas have come, but I think we do have to be thinking about what is it that we think Pacifica needs. Not because there are some evil forces out there, but because we think it's the right thing. I agree with Jabari also that I think we need a clear, easy to understand, that anybody who can read should be able to read the bylaws and understand what they mean and how it works, and what the relationship between the different parts is That I think is very important. The other thing for me that I know I'm looking for in all of this, and I think there are a lot of ideas about this, is power sharing. Power sharing between listeners and management, between local boards and national boards, between paid staff and non-paid staff, all the constituent parts, power sharing. I'm much more comfortable with that way of thinking, even beyond checks and balances. I like the notion of power sharing better. So I know that's some of what I'm looking for in these various proposals, is ideas that help move us in that direction. Other comments, Ray?
Well, I agree with that. I just would like to add, though, that my vision of what a program council is, in spite of what Janice said, is not to interfere with technical aspects of what's here on the air, but to make sure that the mission, that the station is about is reflected on the air. And the way to do that, it cannot be left to the producers. It's got to be reflective of what the community, right now, whatever the lab would be doing now.
That's what a community needs, the session. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it has to be a closer. It's clear that what we had before failed, and that we have to find the right balance between not micromanaging people's shows, but make sure that what we have on the air reflects the reality of what our mission is.